Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The police try and shut down AEW. We'll talk about that in just a second. Plus, a WWE champion is off TV for the foreseeable future, and WWE want you to buy a chair that you'll never sit on. For Friday, April the 3rd, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Through all that is going on right now, the wrestling world still somehow continues to chug along. This is the only sport or any kind of live entertainment that is still active. Through all kinds of different stop-start techniques, this is actually still happening. It came close to not happening for All Elite Wrestling on Wednesday. Wrestling Inc. have reported that authorities tried to shut down Dynamite. So we understand this morning that the company is using an undisclosed location in Georgia. Dave Meltzer has revealed that this location was QT Marshall's gym, which they were using as a result of Florida shutting down completely. So that meant that AEW couldn't use Daly's Place, where they've been filming in Jacksonville. So off to QT Marshall's gym they go. Nice setup for Dynamite in Georgia. And it was just before the show got underway, according to Wrestling Inc., that the Georgia police authorities showed up at the gym and attempted to shut the show down. This is because Georgia are issuing shelter-in-place orders. Now, these are officially effective by Friday, but there have been lighter versions of this in Georgia for the last day or so. There was a belief that AEW were attempting to run an event with more than the maximum allowed number of people in attendance. So the police turned up at Dynamite on Wednesday, and thankfully, all the paperwork was in place for AEW to be there. So they didn't end up getting shut down, but the state officials stayed throughout the entire filming and monitored every single movement that AEW made during the taping schedule to make sure that they adhered to the guidelines. They must have been there for a while, because from what we understand, AEW were taping weeks and weeks worth of programming last Wednesday night in Georgia. Now, as of this morning, Georgia has put in place something similar to what Orlando and Florida have put in place, which is a stay-at-home order, and all non-essential businesses have been shut down. So this was AEW's Plan B location, which now is no longer an option. There is talk that AEW have another location that they can go to continue filming. But as it happens, from what we understand from Wrestling Inc., they taped several weeks worth of content. Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer also corroborates this and says matches throughout Tuesday and Wednesday for this week's Dynamite and Dark, as well as future shows, were taped on Wednesday. So it looks as if AEW may have now enough content in the can to keep them ticking over until nearly the end of April, by which point the hope is that Florida will have lifted their ban for non-essential places to be closed and they can return to Daly's Place. If that's not the case, as I said just then, there is talk that there is a Plan C in place for Cody and the lads. So they could end up filming somewhere completely different in weeks to come. But we will see. It's great. It's great that they're clamping down on things like this, to be perfectly fair. As much as it's great to see wrestling somehow ticking along in all of this, there is health and safety to take into consideration here. So it kind of makes sense that they had to be shut down in that sense. But we will see how this moving beast continues to play out. Despite all of that nonsense, Dynamite still reigned in the ratings for all they're worth right now. They have absolutely stormed it over the last 6 months, and they continue to do so even in these weird times. Now, Wrestling Inc. has reported, and Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer has reported this as well. Dynamite on TNT this past Wednesday, 685,000 viewers during the show, which is down on previous weeks. It is one of the lower ratings that AEW has had. However, NXT on the USA Network drew a similarly low number of 590,000 viewers. There was some hope that there would be a continued upswing for companies like WWE and AEW, who were still going and producing new content during this crisis. But it seems as if the initial bump that we had last week was sort of perverted curiosity into how these shows will shape up in empty arenas. And that curiosity is now gone. So we may see a possible gradual decline unless they plan something really big for weeks to come. We know that they've got some big shows coming up in the next few weeks for both NXT and AEW. I genuinely believe that if NXT can't beat AEW next week, then there is serious issue. Because next week on NXT, we have the six-woman ladder match, and we have the empty building match between Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. These are two feature matches that were going to take place on NXT TakeOver Tampa Bay. So if that can't be AEW's offering next week, then there might not be any real hope going forward. I know that sounds really, really pessimistic, but next week should belong to NXT in the ratings, but we will see. If you haven't had time to watch AEW or NXT yet, myself and Jack the Jobber and Ross Tweddle have broken down everything you need to know on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. There's brand new episodes of Graded for AEW and NXT, and Ross has all the weird and wonderful things that happened on that show in AEWTF moments. That is on the YouTube channel right now.
The last thing I ever thought I'd do is be in a tag team with you.
It was meant to be, bro.
But look at us now. We've got that trophy. And at TakeOver Portland, we become the new NXT Tag Team Champion.
A WWE champion looks to be off TV for the foreseeable future. This, of course, is Pete Dunne that I'm talking about. One half of the NXT Tag Team Champions, the Broserweights. They won the belts back at TakeOver Portland, doing some really good stuff in the build-up to that. They were getting a lot of airtime with skits and funny bits, and they were building themselves as quite a solid tag team. We saw Matt Riddle on his own on NXT last week, in which he got attacked by Vivian's Enterprises to set up a future tag team title match. When that match is happening, we don't know, because Pete Dunne has returned home to the UK, and what with flight bans being in place, that means for the time being, he won't be in anywhere near America to film NXT, which is understandable. Pete Dunne is back home with his family, exactly where he needs to be. So there's no issue with that at all. But it's a tough call. It's a tough break for Pete Dunne. This is the first major title he has won in NXT. Of course, he had the reign as the longest NXT, or WWE UK champion. But this is a real breakthrough thing for him, for NXT, to become one half of the tag team champions. What they'll do with the belts from here, well, it depends on how things shake up after WrestleMania. There is talk of WWE taking some downtime over a couple of weeks whilst everything gets back to normal, so it might not massively affect things. If they do continue to persevere with programming, if they find somewhere they can broadcast from, then we may potentially either see no tag team champion involvement at all, potentially stripped of the belts, moving them on to other things. It seems a shame to kick off this rivalry with Vivian's Enterprises and then have nothing happen for weeks and weeks on end. But, you know, we're living in interesting times, so we're just rolling with the punches here.
Drew McIntyre is that special. You know who else was special? The Rock, Hulk Hogan, Randy Couture, Shane Carwin, John Cena. They were legends. They were Hall of Famers. They were icons. And at the end of the day, when they got into the ring against Brock, they ended up like everyone else. Not so god special, but just Brock's.
WrestleMania 36 is this weekend. I know, we have finally made it to the finish line on this one. The company is yet to release the match order for both nights of the show. We've had some idea as to what's going to go where. Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins, we know, will be on the Saturday night. Kevin said so on Monday. And Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler for the Raw Women's Championship will be on the Saturday as well. So that is what we know so far. The strong rumor is that Drew McIntyre versus Brock Lesnar will close out the entire event on Sunday night. That'll be the last match that we see. WWE officials, we understand from Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer, are still deciding which matches will air on which nights. The belief is the decision should be finalized by today. So we may even get a match order by the end of play today. In my opinion, they are going to hold off on telling us altogether. I don't think we will find out exactly what matches are on what night, because they're selling each night for individual prices. So they want you to buy both nights. So I think if they keep it very loose and fast as to who is where, then you're probably just going to end up buying both nights just to see the match you want. Maybe. Possibly. I'm also of the belief that because Roman Reigns versus Goldberg is still being announced, and there's a lot of heat on that, which we'll touch on in just a second. But because that is still being announced, my belief is, and I wasn't on Nine Pitches with the lads, but which you can watch on our YouTube channel right now, by the way. My belief is that we'll see a storyline play out over both nights. I think they'll write out Roman Reigns on the Saturday night. It'll be announced that he won't be there. I think Braun Strowman, who is apparently the guy that is going to be facing Goldberg for the Universal title, I think they will have Braun Strowman attack Goldberg on night one, and Goldberg at the end of night one will challenge challenge Braun Strowman to a match on night two. And then on night two, we'll get Goldberg versus Braun Strowman. And that is how that story plays out. That is my bet. That is my prediction. That is how I think they will do it. As for Roman Reigns, now, there is a little concern that there's some unrest between Roman Reigns and WWE right now. Nothing to do with the decision that Roman Reigns made. Obviously, he made the decision to step away from WrestleMania because he's immunocompromised. And absolutely nobody with a good head on their shoulders is going to complain or give any grief to Roman Reigns about that, despite the few weirdos on the internet that have. But Roman Reigns stepping away wasn't made official by WWE. And you know what? If you are strictly following WWE's storyline, strictly following that, it still hasn't been announced. As far as you know, if you're not paying attention to wrestling news sites or wrestling media outside of just the WWE shows, Roman Reigns versus Goldberg still happening. I think there's an issue with that because there will be people buying the pay-per-view who may not know all of this going on, wanting to watch Roman versus Goldberg. It feels a bit old school bait and switch. Maybe. Am I being a bit too short-sighted here? I don't know. But either way, there seems to be a little bit of tension between the two parties, simply because Roman Reigns on Monday night took to Instagram, did an Instagram TV live stream, and addressed the fact that he won't be at WrestleMania. And he said that he's been getting a lot of heat for it from fans, And it was him that said, look, this is why I've stepped away. WWE only barely touched on it yesterday when Triple H spoke to Ariel Helwani on ESPN's MMA channel. And Triple H said that he doesn't want to reveal the ending of the movie, proverbially. So he wants fans to see how this plays out. So the tension possibly there is that, and it was touched on in The Observer, the tension possibly there is that Roman Reigns was kind of just left to announce that he wasn't going to be there. And WWE is still toeing this line that it's still going to happen. And it's a bit weird. It's a bit of a weird situation that they've not addressed it. And Triple H is of the mindset that we're telling a story. Let us tell the story. But it's the only thing I can compare it to, and it's quite a big exaggeration, maybe. It's like if you're remaking the Terminator. This is a real bad example, but let me be. If you're remaking the Terminator, and three quarters of the way through production, the cameo featuring Arnie is not going to happen anymore. Arnie's gone. No. Don't want to be in it anymore. Yet you're using Arnie in some of the advertising for it. That's kind of what it feels like a little bit. Like, even though he's not going to be in it, you're still using him. And that, I don't know how well that sits with me. But be that as it may, in whatever form it takes, WrestleMania happens tomorrow night and Sunday night. It is happening. It is a thing. They haven't let up. The schedule continues. Really good point made by Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer as well. And I've talked about the Observer quite a bit this morning. I'm very aware. Really good point made by Dave is that a lot of people think this is happening out of greed. And it's really not when you think about it, because WWE stands to lose something like $17 million because of the way this has fallen. Because they're not holding WrestleMania in a big stadium. This is normally like their big end of year, start of new financial year bump for everything. This is where they get a big financial shot in the arm, a big shot in the arm for network subscribers and merch sales and social media following. And this is where there's a big old spike on their chart. That's not happening this year. You know, if they wanted to be greedy, they would have. I don't think this isn't the way to do it. It's almost the opposite. There's almost an arrogance to it, as if WWE is saying, despite what is happening in the world, we are going to put on WrestleMania one way or another. Like, maybe so they can, in years to come, do a documentary about how WWE persevered through the coronavirus. Kind of feels like that's where they're going. Bring the bell! John Morrison was talking to Muscle and Fitness magazine about the atmosphere of some of these pre-recorded shows, including WrestleMania. And Morrison was very glowing about it. He said the atmosphere is a little bit different than an arena full of 100,000 people, but it's still WrestleMania, still has this vibe, still feels like the most important show of the year, and it still had that buzz backstage. Morrison seems very high on it all. John Cena was on After the Bell with Corey Graves. He was talking about the roster currently in WWE. He said, SmackDown, Raw, NXT, you don't have one person you go to see. If you go to a show, you go see 8 or 9 people. I don't think there's ever been more potential under one roof than right now. The Attitude Era was the era of universal popularity. The opening match had a definable storyline into the main event, and everyone in between had some sort of narrative. Now we have a few loosely crafted narratives and some big storylines and a lot of matches for the sake of action, but I also believe that's on the performers to make something of that. The best scenario, when they tell you, I don't know what we want tonight, that's when the rap guy was born. That's when the US title challenge was born. When they don't know what they want, they give you the freedom to create. And when they strictly tell you, you still have freedom, but it's defined in what they give you, it takes being brave and doing stupid things and hoping they get over. And maybe you can wear wristbands when you're 43 and have it seem comfortable. If you are a Brock Lesnar super fan, you will be delighted to know that ESPN are going to be airing a Brockathon on Sunday afternoon at 6 a.m. Eastern on day 2 of WrestleMania 36. ESPN2 are going to air a 5-hour block of Brock, essentially. The whole thing is going to include some of his most memorable UFC bouts, including his championship victory in the 2000 NCAA. Also his fights with Alistair Overeem, Shane Carwin, Cain Velasquez, and Randy Couture. It's going to be a great, couple of hours of UFC action on ESPN2. It's been good, the relationship so far between ESPN and WWE. They aired WrestleMania 30 and 32, and the numbers were really, really good. They're airing 35 this weekend as well, and they could do even more with WWE after WrestleMania. We'll keep an eye on that. We're sending our love to Tracy Smothers, who is finishing up a round of chemotherapy. He's currently battling stage 3 lymphoma, and it's caused him to lose 45% of his functioning heart. He is not in great shape right now, but he is fighting through. He is Tracy Smothers. He is a machine. Cassius Ohno is one of those that were trained by Tracy Smothers. A lot of people in this industry owe it to Smothers, and he set up a GoFundMe to help support Tracy Smothers during this time. You can find the link to that GoFundMe in the description of this podcast right now. Pop along and see if and do your bit to help out Tracy Smothers. Nick Houseman of Wrestling Inc. was chatting to JR, who was addressing his absence from AEW. He says, Tony Khan and I had a very long, thoughtful talk that he initiated. He said, I'm an asset to the company in his view. And he said, I got to protect you because I know you won't protect yourself. He's pretty much right. So in any event, the decision was made to stay at home for a couple of weeks. I won't be on Dynamite this week or the next until we see where this thing is headed. If it gets worse, I'm 68. I'm in the high risk group and I don't want to die. I don't want to get the flu because my ego says you've got to be on TV. So we may not see JR on AEW television for a couple of weeks or until all this blows over. But first chance he gets, you know he'll be back. You can now download the Batista Bomb in Gears 5 on the Xbox. We talked about this a few months ago on the podcast, how Batista is now a playable character in Gears. And as well as that now, you'll be able to download the Batista Bomb as a move that you can equip Batista with in Gears 5 if you play Gears 5 over the weekend. True story, I've seen video of this. When Batista power bombs the aliens, they explode. It's very exciting.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
And finally, how about a chair that you will never sit on? WWE Shop is selling WrestleMania 36 commemorative chairs for an event that no fan will attend. They say now is your chance to own the official WrestleMania 36 event folding chair. Quantities are limited. They're offering packs for $99.99 or a pack of four for $300. Presumably, if you're living with four people, because social distancing laws means you shouldn't be able to put four bums on seats for the next couple of weeks. WWE, by the way, have also released a WrestleMania In Your House t-shirt. It uses the old In Your House logo above the WrestleMania logo, which I'm enjoying some of the I wasn't there, I'm staying at home type branding WWE have done for WrestleMania this year. It's made me smile. And on the subject of WrestleMania, it is mere hours away. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday night, two nights of WrestleMania, and we at Cultaholic are going to be with you every single step of the way. We are doing graded for night one and night two. We will have reactions to night one and night two. We will have constant coverage, a live stream from Adam Pacitti as well. You'll be able to watch along with Adam for both nights of WrestleMania, and we're just going to have fun. Like, this is the way that the world has fallen right now. This is the WrestleMania that we've got. It's a billion miles away from what we were expecting, but here we are. We're going to roll with it, and we hope you'll join us throughout the journey. Thank you so much for joining us so far. It's been such a weird time in the world, and we are honored that you have kept us as part of your daily routine. Thank you so much. And to those who are heading out and doing what they do on the front line of all of this, you know, there, and I always say this, we will never be able to thank you enough for the amazing things that you are doing to keep the world turning. Thank you so, so much. We will continue to say thank you until time immemorial, and we'll never be able to repay the debt for the things that you have done. Thank you so, so much. Let's enjoy WrestleMania, shall we? There's nothing left to do but enjoy it. I'll speak to you over the weekend. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.